This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
W4.
And it currently goes Homerton W2, St Edmunds W1, Jesus W3, Peterhouse W2, Kings W2, Queens W3, Hughes Hall W2, Murray Edwards W3, Clare W3, Selwyn W3, Emma W4, Kings W3, Clare W4, Robinson W2, Queens W4, Jesus W4, and Churchill W2. And the gun has just gone here on the start line, and Homerton are coming past me, looking very strong on their start sequence. Behind them, St Edmunds have not had a brilliant start, and Jesus look like they are still roughly on station with them, as are Peterhouse behind them. Kings are drawing away from Queens, I would say, so hopefully they're not going to be bumped. Steph, the first boat must be coming past first post corner now. What can you see?
Yeah, absolutely. Homerton W2 have just reached me, just rowing past first post corner now, looking very professional, very together, and pretty calm at the moment. There's about two boats lengths between them and St. Ed's W1, who are in hot pursuit. Jesus W3 following behind them. This division looking very good. Everyone in matching lycra, looking very professional. Peterhouse W2 now passing me here. And King's W2 behind them looking powerful. All the boats very evenly spaced at the moment. No danger of any bumps at the moment, I wouldn't say. Although it does look a little bit like Peterhouse are closing in on Jesus as they round the corner. There's a big gap between Kings and the following Queens W3. See if they can close some gap on them on the corner as they round the corner. And then an absolutely enormous length distance between Kings and Queens W3, who are, I don't know, about 6 to 8 boats lengths behind. So that's quite a big gap. Ben, is there any action on you at Grassy Corner yet?
Well, yes, Steph. The boats are just coming through the gut and into Grassy Corner right now. Homerton W2 rowing nicely, very together.
Alice?
Taking a lovely line through. There's a bit of carnage, but I'll throw it to Alice very briefly.
Okay, Emma briefly looked like they were going to catch Claire W3 direct. No, not Claire. Selwyn directly in front of me, but they have now pulled away again, and it looks like that bump. Okay, Ben, back to you.
Yes, yeah, sorry to call you away, Ben? But we've got overlap now. Jesus W3 have overlap, and there's the concession right in front of me. St. Edmunds W1 have been bumped by Jesus. Will they be able to clear in time? Because Jesus are in the middle of the river. People yelling at them to pull in. They're now blocking the river, and there's another bump about to happen. Peterhouse have nowhere to go as Kings. There's about 3 feet between the bow ball of Kings. It's absolute carnage. And there's Peterhouse are going right into the back of Jesus now. There's a collision, Peterhouse on Jesus. Kings now have, the Kings bow woman has passed the cocks of Peterhouse, but I'm not sure. There's oars all over the place. People are mounting the back. Queens now going past me. Not really sure what's going on, but there's almost only going to have to be a hold-up and a re-row. Steph, what's going on near you?
Well, it's all good because we've had a bump here on first base corner as well. Emma W4 looking fantastic. They've got the Emmanuel initial spelled out on the back of their vest, looking very professional. And they have bumped up on Selwyn W3 right on the first post corner. A little bit of drama as Kings were not too far behind them and had to be advised by the marshal to look ahead of them and not crash. But it all went without incident. So Emma W4 have bumped up and Kings and I think this is now Queens W4 rowing round the corner looking comfortable.
Claire W3 are going past me now. The carnage, all four boats kind of involved in that collision are all pulled up. Not quite sure what's going to happen with them yet. Claire W3 going past me now. So does that mean that Hughes Hall W2 were bumped by Murray Edwards W3, Steph?
Well, that's what I'm wondering because I've not seen them. I was trying to find out whether Alice has seen them go past. Like, the Hughes Hall W2 is actually a combined boat with Lucy Cav, so they've got Cav Blaze, right?
Okay, there are currently four boats which bumped right under the motorway bridge, so very early on in the race. And I can't quite see who bumped who at the moment. So I'm going to run along and find out what happened there. In the meantime, Ben, what's going on with you at Grassy?
Well, I can see King's W3 rowing hard past me. The next boat I can see down would be Queen's W4. So that must mean then that Claire W4 were bumped by Robinson W2. Further down, I can see the red Lycra and the black blades of Jesus W4. They're still rowing hard, so I'm guessing there's no one following them. So that must then mean that MF5 have bumped into the division, taking Churchill W2. That's a complete lie, complete fabrication. MF5 rowing on, so that means that Jesus W4 were bumped by Churchill W2. I do apologise for that. So Jesus bumped by Churchill, Queens and Emma rowing over, it seems. We still need to find out what's going to happen with this re-row. Carissa?
Yes, here at the motorway bridge, I can confirm that Robinson W2 did bump W4. A Claire W4, which was a really quick bump that happened just under the motorway bridge, and also that Jesus W4 was bumped by Churchill, I think, which is what you called already. So yes, confirmation of those results. And they're all starting the slow row home at the moment. They're all just pushing out from the bank. Steph, what's happening where you are?
It's a little hard to see. The Hugh Hall Lucy cab boat is in front of me drifting, but they're not wearing a seat, so I can only assume that they were bumped. One of them's waving at me very enthusiastically right now, actually. And there's no actual racing going on here at the moment. In front of them, the Claire W3 boat are rowing. And don't appear to be any danger. They're not racing anymore. They just seem to be rowing home. Carissa, is there anything in front of you on the...
I can see Kings are right in front of me now at Disson Corner, just heading over to Long Reach. I think that must be Kings W3, as we saw Claire W3 going past earlier. They're looking strong. They're keeping in time, though. There's no one behind them except for Queens, which I guess is Queens W4. They're keeping in time well, too, but a lot of boat lengths between these guys, about 8 boat lengths. So there'll be no catching up there, I don't think, anytime soon. The wind is pretty strong, so they've got a tough row down Long Reach to finish. Anything happening with you, Ben, at Grassy?
Well, I think... Carissa, I think that's pretty much the end of the racing. So we're looking at those long row overs for those boats that have just gone past you.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
Hello, Mike. Yes, I've got results for the W4 division, which again are, as we called them, at the top of the division. Homerton W2 rode over. Jesus W3 bumped Eds 1. Then we had a little bit of carnage. Kings W2 were awarded a technical bump on Peterhouse W2 and Queens W3 rode over there. Murray Edwards W3 bumped up on Hughes Hall W2. Claire W3 rode over. Emmanuel 4 bumped up on Selwyn 3. Kings 3 rode over. Claire 4 were bumped by Robinson 2 coming back from their overbump yesterday. Queens 4 rode over. Churchill 2 bumped up on Jesus 4, and sandwich boat Emma 5 rode over.
May bumps.
Cam FM.